dissent over 233 years. Will I, anyone who thinks they're Australian should be ashamed of themselves.
Amen.
Because you are coming on this land and genociding the oldest culture. He is a tribal man. He is not Australian. He is not part of your corporate fiction. And the longer you hold him, the bigger the war cry. Every single one of you, personally and vicariously liable. People have to start learning what terra nullius means. They came to this country and colonised it under the doctrine of terra nullius. Terra nullius means no one lived here, no man's land. They try to say there was a population of only 700,000 Indigenous people. They are not Indigenous. They are not Aboriginal. Aboriginal means not original. He is an original tribal man.
Yeah.
Terra nullius is a fraud. This whole system is based on it. The Queen left in 1973. That is irrelevant in the bigger thing, scheme of things. No laws have been valid here since 1788. And they are aware of this. When they came here, you got told that they put the Union Jack in the sand. They put it in the ground. The Union Jack wasn't even created until the 1800s. Everything is a lie. The flag they put in the ground was the Knights of Malta, which is what these guys are with on their badges right there. That crown and that Knight of Malta cross. We need to start learning our history. Otherwise, we will be a part of wiping out the oldest culture while we're sitting there pretending it's not happening. It's enough. How much can we go through history and keep repeating the same things? I was with him down there 3 months ago at the Tent Embassy with 100 people max. We taught the police the truth about all of this. They all hung their heads in shame most days, even when they were ordered to come out belligerently. They hung their head in shame for what they're doing. Many quit. They quit their jobs after for what they did. And you know what happened after? A whole convoy of people came down with their flags and gave them jurisdiction again. Every time we stand there and say, you serve us, you are giving them jurisdiction and authority they do not have. They don't have it to the tribal people and they do not have it to us. We need to stand with the actual sovereigns. Parliamentary sovereignty does not exist. They are the legitimate sovereigns of this land. We need to stand with them and create a law that is healthy and prosperous for all of us, for our future, of our generations, of our children to come. Because right now, common laws are well and good, but it's not standing on this land. You might go into the court and you might win a common law case, but that's just because you've got a good argument. That's it. It's not standing. The Constitution is not standing. All laws are invalid. We are literally convicts still sitting here right now. The only chargeable crime on this continent right now is genocide. And genocide, being complicit in genocide and committing genocide, is the same under international law. And we are all complicit. Every day that we say they have authority, enough is enough. You stand with the original people. You stand with this lawman. They can come together. There is red band and white band lawmen here today. They have never come together in the history. And they are right now. We can all come together and create a future for all of us that is prosperous. We will have a common law for the 25 million. We are not going to go under tribal law, all of us. The multicultural Australia will have a common law that will be standing and protect all of us. But they will have their self-determination of their law for their land, for themselves, on their nation. And we will respect all of the nations, the 500 plus. It's time. If we keep going down the road we are, every single place they are hitting these vaccines and they're doing all of these, there's the floods. I just came from the floods. I live where the floods are. They have just desecrated us completely. They are rezoning everywhere. We are going to lose everything.
For the speed rail.
100% it's for the speed rail. They're putting it through Kabi Kabi. They're saying it's a road. They're putting it down on Jabiruang country. There was a man down on Jabiruang in 2020 that was trying to save the burning trees down there. Direction tree that is so old. They ploughed through that anyway and they held him on the ground and made him watch that chainsaw go through that tree. And then they imprisoned him for 27 days. 27 days unlawfully. Constantly, we are just eradicating them. It is ethnocide. It is genocide. It is ethnic cleansing. It is eugenics. This is a eugenics program to wipe them out. And it is enough.
Archie Kalokarinov, he wrote a book called Every Second Child. 1 in 2 Indigenous children in Australia were dying after getting their vaccines. It was known as a genocide at the time. The government did nothing. They ignored the doctors and the scientists. Sorry to interrupt, but a lot of people don't know
about
that.
It is true. Yeah. And my partner right now, this epilepsy thing we're talking about, River never suffered epilepsy before. What happened was he had a motorbike accident in 2020. June 2020, no head injury. He was on a dirt bike going up a mountain. He put his leg down and he snapped his leg. They then forced masks on him for 3 months straight. They would not let us wear cloth masks. They made us wear the surgical mask. I could feel the fibers going up my nose. I could stick magnets all over myself after it. The first day he got off his crutches, 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to him having a 17 minute seizure. 17 minutes. Anything over 5 minutes is brain damage. He has now had 10 seizures. 10. And people sit there and say, why are we still going on the front line? We're doing it for all of you. So start respecting. Don't raise your flags. Put them down. Put whatever they are. Even the Aboriginal one, it is corporate. They are not Aboriginal. It does not represent them. We need to start standing in unity as the people. Fuck all these things, all these symbolisms. Let it go. Stand with the people and stand with these beautiful humans. We will win this if we do, and if we don't, we'll lose everything. Look up the fourth industrial revolution. Look up stakeholder capitalism. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy, they say. Well, guess what? You don't own anything now, right, anyway. The land that you're on, your house, you own the title on the map. You'll own the title on the, you don't own your title, you own the location on the map. Under these guys, you will own your house. You'll just be caretaker of the land. Your debts will be gone. All the bullshit would be gone. We are the richest country in the world and everything just gets offshored constantly. Once this goes through, all those reparations, those trillions of dollars sitting in gold underneath that clean seat, comes back here to all of us. But no, we keep going around in circles and around in circles for 2 years straight, yelling, you serve us, giving them jurisdiction. It's time to change. You stand with these people now and you stand strong and you put your intention out that my fucking partner doesn't die today in custody.
Yahweh.
Remember this. You see that corporate flag? That corporate flag, and that corporate flag has no jurisdiction. All right?
None.
They're handing it all over to foreign powers as we speak. All your titles are gone. All your banks are being drained. All your super's gone. All right? And under the secret Bacon's manual, they can do what they're doing. Right? That's why they're saying, you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy under their slavery. This is our one chance, people. All right? To stand, to unite, to create a country based on truth, honor, and respect. And like this beautiful niece of ours just told you, we stand together, we can do this. All right? We just have to have the courage to walk together, walk away from this corporate shit. All right? And stand down this tyranny and create a beautiful future for all of us. Right, including these agents that don't even realise we're fighting for them and their children too.
Right? I stood there at the city police station the other night when he changed his tune, still trying to say that River was there when he wasn't, he was in the hospital, but he changed his tune when he insulted a First Nations woman that was a doctor. They were trying to, they laughed at her and said, I highly doubt you're a doctor, when she was burn surgeon. Soon as they said that and realised that they had stuffed up, he came out and started getting information about River. What do I need to pass on to the nurse at the watch house? He's not even there. He's still lying to me. But I had a chat to him. I said, I'm worried about you, mate. I'm actually worried about you. Under the Nuremberg trials, under the Roman statute, and under the Hiroshima standard, that you're doing your job is not an excuse. Last time with the Nuremberg 2 trials, last time, the top people got away with it. 1,600 of them were sent off to America, given new names, given jobs in NASA, given jobs at the EU, the UN. They got away with it, and all the doctors, nurses, and police got hung and shot. That will happen again if they don't stand with us. He said, I know. He also said, because they used those LRAD machines on me and the woman the other day when we were outside waiting to try and deter all youth from coming today. And he said, I'm not aware that it was used around the police station today. He said, but you're aware that it was used a couple of weeks ago. He said, yes, I was there. I said, it's radiation. People have radiation burns all over them. He said, I know. The earplugs do nothing. I said, so how are you immune to that, mate? You're just trying to put food on your kid's table, but you're getting radiated at the same time. Yeah. It's a military weapon. Yeah. It's a war crime to use it. Our special services are saying that they should not be using it on the population. They're in trouble by our own forces right now. They're in trouble by international militaries right now. And they all know it. He said, I also had a conversation with four federal polices up at Mullumbimby when the floods were happening, and they put the 5G tower up there. They said, why are you scared of this? And I said, I explained the fourth industrial revolution. I explained everything that's coming. And they stood there for 45 minutes listening to me. One of them said, this is the implementation of communism. And I said, it is, but they're going to call it stakeholder capitalism. And he said, I don't want communism. How do I stop this? He was asking me advice, and I told them how to stop it. Stand with these guys. He said, what happens if the sovereign gets corrupt? I explained, it can't. There is 500 nations of elders. Their law makes sure it cannot be corrupted at all. And then we have a common law thing. They left actually happy that there's a solution, because they all lived in West Sydney and it was getting flooded out too. They're not immune. I said, what did you do today? They said, we pulled a body out of the river. I said, do you want to keep doing that constantly? And they don't. What do I do? What should we do, Elise? Five cops sitting in the car asking me what they should do. I said, become a whistleblower. Become a whistleblower, start telling the truth. So all we need is these guys to start doing it. I saw a police officer in there today that was a part of River's arrest last time and also came into the 10 Embassy in full force, looking like he was on drugs last time. He's sitting in there in court today. He's done something wrong too. It's enough. It's enough. We stand with these people. We go into a better future together. And now's the time. We are the now.